extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
We have no Nat this morning, but we have a very special guest in the studio. Morena Anna King-Shahab, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thanks.
Hey, it's awesome to have you up in the studio. We are chatting to you today about a very cool cookbook that I've got in my hand right now. It's called Volume 1 of Auckland Eats, and it's been put together by yourself. And who did you collaborate with on this one?
Yeah, my co-founder for Lazy Susan, who is Anthony Savalco. Shout out to Anthony.
Kia ora, Anthony. Now, tell us a little bit about who Lazy Susan is. I'm sure actually a lot of people listening right now will be on the page already, but for those who aren't, what is Lazy Susan?
So apart from being a kind of a little turntable that sits in the middle of a table to share food, that gave its name to a Facebook group that we started back in 2018. Just as a way to kind of start a platform where people could discuss food in Auckland. We've kept it quite specific with an Auckland side, and then we've opened a travel side since.
Cool.
Somewhere where people could discuss food, where we hoped that we would spark debate in a mostly positive way, and also get a conversation starting between the customers and the operators,
which
and
is
the
such
producers.
Such a nice thing. And I think when you keep it in that local focus as well, you do get these really genuine conversations coming up, and also these like truly staunch loves of specific dishes and specific restaurants and things that, you know, are kind of these hidden gems that you only know if you know.
Yeah.
And you tell your select group of mates or the people that you think will really appreciate it. And this book is kind of sitting in that vein a little bit. This is kind of a bit of a like truly special peek behind the veil of how some of our favorite local recipes have been made by some of these awesome producers. Tell us a bit about what you can find in Auckland Eats here, Anna.
Right, so first up we've got 41 recipes from 41 really quite varied operators across the city.
Yep.
And I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of those operators who kindly shared, you know, iconic recipes from their menus. Some of these dishes have been on their menu since day one.
Mm.
They're all dishes that are, you know, very popular with the loyal customers, the dishes that people go back time and time again for. They've all been written as they are served in the restaurant.
Cool.
But also in a way that enables people to cook them at home.
Yes.
So there's no super chefy kind of terminology there. It's all for home cooks to have a crack at it.
Mm.
And I guess the idea is that people will have a go at these recipes, but they'll also recognise that there's an X factor eating it at the restaurant that you are not quite going to be able to achieve at home because it's all about putting the love back into the hospitality scene and getting people out there to eat those favourite dishes.
I'm just like flicking through and you've got things like the slow braised lamb shoulder from Ema Cuisine, which is such an iconic dish.
Yeah.
Uncle Man's got a whole write-up about the legacy of Uncle Man's in here as well. I got to say, I can't count the number of times Uncle Man's has saved me on a like late night situation. They've got the best roti. There's just so much cool stuff in here. The pork dumplings from Eden Noodles Cafe. There's a recipe in there for that. Like, this is a very special book with a lot of extremely recognizable spaces. The White Lady Burger Joint. There's these stories in here as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about these, Anna?
Yeah, so there's half a dozen stories. So these kind of comprise what we have called the voices of the Auckland food scene. So the subtitle of the book is Recipes and Voices from a Vibrant Food City. So we've got the 41 recipes, then we've got half a dozen stories, and these kind of take various shapes. Some of them are monologues where I've interviewed someone and it's literally just word for word them talking about the business, and
that's so
sometimes
cool.
They'll go off into little, you know, tangents. But it's all about how their business has grown, I guess, and what we get from it is what it means to the city. I mean, some of them, like the White Lady, that's been running consistently since the 1940s.
That's crazy.
A third generation family business, possibly the oldest continuously running food business in the country.
Wow. Unconfirmed, but definitely up there at least.
That's right. And then we've also got Pearl Garden talking about their yum cha offering, and they are potentially the oldest yum cha restaurant in the city as well.
I was actually reading the Pearl Garden one before. It's also got like kind of a bit of info about how you eat at yum cha as well, for people who
etiquette.
Aren't necessarily au fait with the process. It's really like a lovely thing, I think. one thing that really strikes me about this book is it is kind of an awesome celebration of just how culturally diverse we are here in Auckland, because that comes through in the food that you eat, you know,
it's
in
so
a city
true.
Like this. Oh, Jean cucumber salad. Sorry, I'm just flicking through and saying
the
all
Jean
my favourite.
Jean cucumber salad is probably one of the simplest recipes in the book, but one of the most amazing. You can roll it out in any situation. And that's actually something that I thought when I was walking up to BFM here, because I was at university 20 years ago, and how much the city's food scene has changed in that 20 years, especially in terms of the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We had the uni caf where you could get nachos with like a plasticky cheese sauce, ham buns, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's a different story. Even just walking through the quad here, it's a different story.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
The creme brulee recipe has caught my eye. I've been wanting to try and make creme brulee for ages.
That will be the one to start with. Yeah.
Nice.
Brian Campbell's from Mian.
Yum. Mm. This is a really special book and a really lovely celebration of Tamaki Makaurau. What kind of made you want to put this together, and when did you start thinking about this?
We started thinking about it over a year ago, which obviously was exactly the time that we went into lockdown alert level 4. That was when we were due to start on the production of the book, which was not practical with restaurants across the city closed.
Yeah, yeah.
And for a while we did think, is this even the right time to be doing this book? We didn't want to be asking anything of anyone in the hospitality scene, like, give us a recipe.
Mm.
But it quickly became clear as we moved into level 3 and then level 2, and everyone, especially in the Lazy Susan group, was just wanting to get out there and support their hospo, you know, their favourite restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought, yes, it is the right time to do this book. It's definitely the right time to be shining a light on the amazing diversity that the city has to offer. So it kind of went from there, and it's been, I guess it was about 6 months plus in production.
It's so cool. It's such a beautiful book as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a lovely thing to hold. The photos are gorgeous in it.
Yeah, so Liz Clarkson, our photographer, is just amazing. She is like, I can't even, no words. She's just the best. This cover shot here, that was basically just Liz, like, you know, laying everything out, getting the light coming in through the window in exactly the right way. And that's one of my favourite images from the book. But she will just, you know, she went into 41 restaurants and then went and met the 6 people who were writing the stories. And our designer, Carla C, as well, has done an amazing job.
Mm. It's a really special book. If people want to go and grab this, Anna, where's the place to go? Or how can they get a hold of it?
Yeah, best way is directly on the website, which is lazysusan.nz. And that will ship out pretty immediately. That's the best way to find it. It's also in a couple of retailers, such as Cook the Books. Some of the operators from the book have copies at their counter. I know Cazador does.
Cool.
I know Churley's on Dominion Road does. So, yeah, just keep an eye out for it. Faro Stores, it's going into Faro Stores pretty soon.
Very cool. Hey, Anna, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about Auckland Eats. It's an awesome book and, really wonderful celebration. So thanks for putting it together as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.